Recipes. This month's recipes have been contributed by members of the National Federation of the Blind of Connecticut. Amazing Chili by Chris Kuhl. Chris Kuhl is the second vice president of the NFB of Connecticut. Ingredients. 2 pounds ground meat, 1 16-ounce can stewed or crushed tomatoes, 1 12-ounce can red kidney beans, 2 medium onions peeled and diced, 2 medium peppers seeded and diced, 1 cup zucchini peeled and diced, 1 to 5 jalapeno peppers depending on how hot you like your chili, 2 teaspoons chili powder, 3/4 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 half teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 2 teaspoons garlic crushed, 2 teaspoons granulated sugar, 4 strips bacon, fried, drained, and diced. 1 half cup bacon bits may be substituted. 1 cup water. Method. Brown and drain ground meat and place in a crock pot or large pot with a fitted lid. Add remaining ingredients and stir to combine. Simmer covered for 2 hours or heat on high in the crock pot for 1 hour and simmer on medium until ready to serve, stirring occasionally. You can serve this chili over rice, spaghetti, or crushed tortilla chips. Feeds 4 generously or 5 or 6 more moderately. Zucchini Fudge Cake by Shirley Leibowitz. Shirley Leibowitz is a longtime member of the NFB of Connecticut. Ingredients: 2 1/2 cups flour, 1/2 cup pure cocoa powder, 2 1/2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, pinch salt, 1/2 cup milk, 3 sticks butter, 2 cups sugar, 3 eggs, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 2 teaspoons grated orange zest, 2 cups grated zucchini, 1 cup walnuts, chopped. Method. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 10-inch tube pan and set aside. Combine flour, cocoa, baking powder, baking soda, cinnamon, and salt and set aside. In a large bowl, cream together butter and sugar till fluffy. Add the eggs, beating well after each. Add vanilla and orange zest. Alternatively, beat in flour mixture and milk, just until combined. Fold in zucchini and nuts. Pour batter into buttered tube pan and bake for 1 hour or until a toothpick inserted halfway between center tube and edge of pan comes out clean. Loosen center and edges of cake from the pan after the cake has cooled on a rack for a few minutes. Place rack on top of pan and invert. The cake should slide out. Remove the tube from the cake and cool completely. Corn Casserole by Betty Woodward. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Betty Woodward. Betty Woodward is past president of the NFB of Connecticut and currently serves on its board of directors. Ingredients: 1 stick butter, 1 15-ounce can creamed corn, 1 15-ounce can whole kernel corn, drained, 1 egg, 1 cup sour cream, 1 box Jiffy corn muffin mix. Method: melt the butter in a 2-quart casserole dish, add the corn, sour cream, egg, and muffin mix and stir to combine well. Bake uncovered in a preheated 350-degree oven for 35 to 40 minutes or until mixture is set. Serve immediately. Party Potato Bake by Beth Rival. There is a photo at this point, the caption, Beth Rival. Beth Rival is president of the NFB of Connecticut. She managed to get these recipes to us despite an October snowstorm and no electricity for 3 days. Ingredients: 1 large package shredded sharp cheddar cheese, 1 can condensed cream of chicken soup, 1 pint sour cream, 1 stick butter, melted, 1 medium onion, chopped, 1 package frozen hash brown potatoes, crushed cornflakes for topping. Method. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Combine all ingredients except potatoes and cornflakes. Stir in the potatoes and spread in a well-greased or cooking-sprayed 13-by-9-inch or larger baking pan. Sprinkle crushed cornflakes over surface. Bake open for 50 minutes. Peanut Butter Candy by Beth Rival. Ingredients: 2 6-ounce bags peanut butter chips, 1 1/2 sticks butter, 1/2 cup peanut butter, 1 large bag mini marshmallows, 3/4 cup coconut, shredded, 3/4 cup peanuts, chopped. Method. In a large microwavable bowl, combine chips, butter, peanut butter, and marshmallows. Heat until melted and smooth. Stir every minute or so just till mixture is smooth. Then stir in coconut and nuts. Spread on a buttered cookie sheet. Chill to firm and cut into pieces. Lumberjack Cookies by Beth Rival. Ingredients: 1 cup sugar, 1 cup solid vegetable shortening, 1 cup dark molasses, 2 eggs, 4 cups flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon salt, 2 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon ground ginger, additional sugar to roll cookie balls in. Method: combine 2 cups sugar, shortening, molasses, and eggs and beat well. Beat in the dry ingredients. Chill for 20 minutes. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Form balls of the cookie dough and roll each in sugar. Bake on an ungreased cookie sheet for 15 minutes. Remove cookies to a rack to cool.